I joined in 1977. I started at that time as an editor-writer for the United Nations yearbook in DPI. And I stayed there for less than a year because then I was asked to compete for another job in the Secretary General's office, which I got. And so then I moved to the Secretary General's office, which was a very interesting experience.
Now, you've had a very wide-ranging career at the UN, including peacekeeping, political affairs, and public information. Where do you think you've made the most difference?
I tried to think that whatever I did, I always tried to make a difference because that's really worthwhile when you work. I was never content to just sit there and fulfill a mandate that I'd been given. I've always been rattling the cage, as they say, and that's something that is not always liked in the United Nations. I think someone who kind of follows the script and follows it as it goes along is usually safer, but safe was never my motto.
From your experience, is the organization doing enough to promote women within its own ranks?
Now it is. I think that the Secretary General Ban has really made tremendous strides in appointing more senior women, particularly at the Assistant Secretary General and Under Secretary General level. But it could be more. It could be more at the lower levels. When I started, I will tell you, there were very, very few women. There were certainly no role models. I don't think I ever had a woman as a boss because they just didn't exist. And there was still this feeling, well, can you really entrust a woman with certain responsibilities? I remember when I became an Assistant Secretary General in the Department of Political Affairs, and I was responsible for everything except Africa, you know, south of North Africa. And then people said to me, well, how can you do this job? Because you have to deal with people in the Middle East, and would they accept you as a woman? I have never had a problem, because if you have a mandate and if you have an authority, you simply exercise that authority, but you don't ask people whether they agree with whether you're a woman or a man. So if you're afraid of tackling that, you shouldn't take that job. And I have never encountered any bias or any obstacles from that way. But it is true that there is primarily still in many ways a male culture, but it has changed. It has changed tremendously over the last couple of years, and I'm very happy to see that. I think there could be more done in terms of encouraging women also to take more responsibility on. That is not happening enough. I find that you have to expose yourself. You have to go out there, you have to talk, you always have to volunteer for something. I volunteered on I don't know how many boards and committees, none of which were in my job description, but simply because I always wanted to learn something. And I think that's what needs to be done more, but that's an initiative that every woman herself must take.
So that's your advice to women, that in order
Definitely.
To really get engaged in the organization, volunteer
Definitely.
And put yourself out there.
Definitely. Women are more reluctant to speak up in meetings, and that's a shame because I believe that they do have a lot to say. And sometimes maybe the male says it better or the male says it first. But on the other hand, this is something that I think really has to happen.